Welcome to the MedTech Talent Lab, the number one catalyst for advancing careers and building high-performance teams. Sponsored by the Anthony Michael Group, helping companies secure in-demand talent in regulatory affairs, quality, clinical, engineering, R&D, and other areas for medical device, digital health, diagnostics, and other organizations across the U.S. life sciences sector. Here's your host, Mitch Robbins.
Hey, welcome back to another episode here on the MedTech Talent Lab podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Robbins. And today, I'm excited about this show. And people who listen to the podcast probably laugh at this point because I say I'm excited about every show. But this one means something a little bit different to me. This is a guy who I've been building a relationship with over the last probably, at least 18 months or so, if not longer, a couple years. He's such a good guy, and he's doing something amazing for the contract manufacturing space, the OEM space, orthopedics at large, a lot of cool stuff that's going on out of Indiana. And today, joining me is Mr. Travis Christman, who is the operations and quality leader at a company called Priority Medical, an end-to-end engineering services organization that supports the industry. Travis is certainly not a newbie to the medical device industry. He built a successful career at Zimmer for several years. He went on to hold regulatory and quality executive roles at companies called Medartis, I think another company called Nextremity, if I'm not mistaken. And here he is as a major influence at Priority Medical, where the organization basically can take on end-to-end development, testing, prototyping, you name it, within engineering services. And so without further ado, I want to bring Travis on because he's got some exciting news to talk about. But one more quick thing that I need to mention. Travis served our military for over a decade. He was a captain in the Army National Guard. And in the state of Indiana, he's serving on a board for KEDCO, which is basically the local economic corporation down there as far as what serves the city. So Travis, what did I miss and what did I screw up?
Hey, Mitch, that's a pretty good introduction. I don't know if I could do a whole lot better, but thank you. We're coming live from the orthopedic capital of the world, which I'm happy to say. And we have five generations of orthopedic experience right here in Warsaw, Indiana, deemed the orthopedic capital of the world because of Reverend Depew from the 1800s, 1895 to be exact. And, you know, everything stems from somewhere. And I think, you know, if it's orthopedics, it's made here.
Well, I have a hard time disagreeing knowing what I know comes out of there. I wanted to get you on now because you've got something coming up really exciting next month in December. I think the date is December 18th. And you're terming it Made Here, the Made Here Manufacturing Showcase. Let's talk about it.
Yes, Mitch. So, you know, for those listening, we have a really exciting showcase going on. And a lot of people from outside of this network have said, you know, what you're telling me kind of sounds like a mini OMTEC, but it's a lot more intimate than an OMTEC because, you know, we are actually designing a part that's going to be produced by the contract manufacturers. The OEMs that we're bringing in from outside of Warsaw get to physically put their hands on a part that was made that doesn't have any IP associated. So you're going to be able to see 13 different contract manufacturers showcase their abilities through a canvas that we've designed and developed here at Priority Medical. So like you said, we're an engineering services company. We see this ecosystem being incredibly vital to the orthopedic industry. We have everything from world-class surgeons to surgery centers, to design and development like what Priority Medical does, to contract manufacturing, clean and pack and distribution. So Made Here, a manufacturing showcase, is going to be held on December 18th at Rhoda Heber Auditorium on the beautiful Grace College campus in Winona Lake, Indiana. And it's really aimed to answer the question, why would you produce your orthopedic medical device anywhere else?
Well, and that's a really good basically, I like how you articulated that as far as just the end-to-end ecosystem that exists there. But let's talk about some of the problems at large that the industry is facing. I think one of them really has to do with supply chain and how lead times have changed drastically. What are your thoughts on that piece?
Yeah. So at Priority Medical, we don't make any parts. So we rely incredibly heavily on our supply chain partners. And as Lee Iacocca said, business is nothing more than a bunch of human relationships. And we truly believe that here in the orthopedic capital. So we have relationships with about 100 tier two suppliers. So when a customer brings something to us, instead of worrying about contracts, we are mostly worried about how do we deliver to the customer. So we're going to help. What this showcase is going to do for those that participate, and especially from the industry, is when you go to an ASL approved supplier list supplier, typically it's been shorter lead times than what we see now. There's a lot of onshoring. There's a lot of activity in the market. Tons of design and development being done outside of OEMs. What we're going to provide for those OEMs is an accelerated supply discovery process. We're going to talk about strategic sourcing options and do a bunch of relationship building. We're also going to talk about the talent pipeline visibility. So one thing that makes this ecosystem unique is that we have talent coming from the high school level, from engineering programs at local universities. And then there's also the ecosystem intelligence piece. So when you know intimately what is going on in this ecosystem, you can make changes very quickly. And I think that's going to be very beneficial for those that come in attendance. And the locations of the for business expansion from an economic development standpoint, we've got a lot of space on the Highway 30 corridor where you could bring a satellite site, plop it down, and really be part of this ecosystem and take advantage of what is here. So we're very proud of what we do, but we are incredibly inviting as well.
Who are the main folks that should really be paying attention to attending this event? What are the types of main, I guess, who's the avatar for the event?
Yeah, so obviously the ecosystem is incredibly vital, but the ecosystem is important to the OEMs from outside of this region. So typically in the orthopedic capital, you hear a lot about DePuy Synthes, Zimmer Biomet, Medtronic, but you don't hear a lot from the ecosystem. So we're going to give the mic to the showcasing companies that are in contract manufacturing, and all the partners that are going to be in the audience that support those contract manufacturers. We're going to be very specific on this showcase. This is going to be very Swiss lathe machining expertise. But there are so many more capabilities inside these contract manufacturers that's going to come out in the form of different additives that they're going to add to this part. For instance, if they have grinding machines, they can grind some flutes. They can showcase the fact that they can do cutting instruments. They can do some additive stuff, which you'll see some additive. You'll see some complex assemblies where they're going to take this 4-inch Swiss part and turn it into 3 pieces, put some ball detents in it. It's going to be really wonderful. We look to make it really big. So we got some big names that are going to be there. We have Dr. Mark Clausen, 38 years. He's going to be one of our distinguished panels. The co-founder of Ignite Orthopedics, Brian Hoderick, is going to be on our panel. And then our supply chain expert and operations VP at Orthopediatrics here in town is going to round out our panel. We're also going to have the honorable Jay Pendleton from MedTech Voice as our MC. So another good voice. Mitch, if you were available, I would have picked you first, but we'll make it a friendly competition moving forward.
Yeah, and I was going to say I can't blame you for having Jay. I had him on our show a few years back, and you got the right guy to lead the group. That's great. That's good stuff. Travis, it sounds like an amazing thing for folks, especially in ortho, to take note of and kind of understand this almost like all in one ecosystem right there that they can leverage as they build their products and kind of think about commercialization and all that stuff. But I want to ask you a different question. You know, you see a lot from an engineering services standpoint at Priority. What's a lot of the type of work that's coming to you guys as of late? What are some of the requests that are coming in?
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of nearshoring. So the ability to make the parts here and distribute them to this market. This is a huge market. So a lot of the big players in the industry They know that this, if they're going to be successful, they have to win the U.S. market. So there's been a lot of focus there. We've seen, you know, in reconstructive, there tends to be a little bit less innovation. There's a lot of products that have been out for a long time that are very successful. But when it comes to that, robotics and guided navigation is becoming very prevalent, and something that we want to challenge the ecosystem with as well is how do we support that in the orthopedic capital to make this more of an ortho med tech capital. And with our partners at Plug and Play and with our OEM partners in some of the things that we're seeing in preoperative planning that is then going and using AI, which is like a curse word right now. You say AI and you get about 50 different feelings on it. But the main point of it is these are all tools that we can use, and we got to be able to keep up with the times and focus on what's going to improve outcomes for the patients that receive the care, that receive the surgeon's care and the instruments and implants that we are designing and manufacturing.
I was just watching a YouTube video. It was a panel. I can't remember. This was probably, it was released probably about a month ago, and I just happened to see it the other day. It was a panel of scientists and PhD chemists, but one of the folks on the panel was an investment banker in the life sciences. And he was kind of talking about how, like, I really think we've reached the bottom, especially on the biotech side. But the whole premise of the presentation was investment coming into the CDMO space and what 2026 might look like. And I think a lot of that piece is kind of indicative with what's going on, obviously, with the OEMs. It's a whole, you know, system. What are you guys seeing? Are you seeing an uptick in business? And what type of signals are you looking for or hearing out in the marketplace in terms of the status of our med tech ecosystem?
Yeah. So great question. Tremendous uptick. And we've seen a lot of activity in the last probably 3 to 4 years in mergers and acquisitions. And you've seen a lot of these companies talking about designing and developing their product outside. So for companies like us, we have a focus on filling that niche space and be able to solve that problem. But when we solve problems, it tends to create new ones. From a CDMO standpoint, we've seen I've seen a mixed review. There's some customers that are built for the larger companies. But what we're seeing is as these contract manufacturers tend to get some of the work that they desire. So some are starting in the make to order and the prototyping space. They grow by getting high volume products, and in that pipe, the ecosystem and pipeline needs to be filled with those companies with the guys that are just eager to get after it and make things happen. And so a lot of the entrepreneurs have a space to then start a business and be able to do that. Cause I don't think there's like a one solution fits all type shop. So the ecosystem is vital to supporting the direction that the industry is going in, which is very much designing and developing product outside of their ecosystem so that they can do what they do really well. What they've discovered is that as time goes on, their quality management system gets incredibly robust. Their design and development gets really slow and bogged down, and they can do it faster and innovate faster when they use companies that are much more small and nimble, but still meet the original design intent. So there's a big push right now, I think, for contract manufacturers that can really meet that need.
I'm sitting here smiling because I'm listening to what you're saying as far as outsourcing and really kind of going to experts and who are more nimble. And I was laughing when you said AI is kind of a curse word right now because you'll get 50 different, but it's almost, I can compare it directly to that. Companies that are trying to build AI internally and all these systems and things, and AI is changing so fast and the models change and all these things versus working with an outside expert to say, okay, what is your exact use case that you're trying to leverage AI for? Yes. Let us help you actually build that and hand it off to you. It's a very similar situation, I think.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it all goes back to basics. Do the simple things and do them really well. Sort your strengths. What are identifying what you're really good at? And what we've seen in our ecosystem is that, you know, if it's a certain material, we know who the supplier is that we're going to go to. If it's additive manufacturing, we know who we're going to go to based on past experience and performance. And you really have to be, you have to be in it. You have to live it and breathe it every day. And when you understand that, you can be a huge advocate to the industry and get things done really fast and really efficiently. So speed, cost, and quality, right? They used to say you could have two of those, but not all three. I don't think that that's true. I think that we can redefine that and get you as the customer all three of those things.
You stole my line, Travis. That's what I say about our search firm. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It used to be, hey, pick two. Which two do you want? Right. But that's good stuff, man. Well, I'm so excited for you. You're just a really good guy, and you're doing a ton for the industry and for the local economy there. And so I wish nothing but the best for a successful turnout. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of value for those who show up. And what we'll do in the show notes of this episode is we'll put a link to everything that is pertinent for folks to be able to reach out as needed. Any last words that you want to make sure the audience knows about what's going on?
Yeah, Mitch, I would like to give a very sincere thank you to you. And when we talk about business relationships, it's more than just surface level. And I appreciate that about you. And you see the value in it. So as a trusted partner, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to come on and speak about this. And I look forward to continue to cultivate our relationship because, you know, we're never too many degrees separated from working directly together in almost everything that we do. So thank you so much.
Awesome, man. All right. Well, there you have it. Travis Crisman and the Made Here Manufacturing Showcase, December 18th.
Thanks for listening to the MedTech Talent Lab podcast. For more content-rich episodes, log on to theanthonymichaelgroup.com or subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform.